Wall Street dealing with a lot of what it had been anticipating for a long time is the effect of tariffs and how it's going to affect corporations. We're seeing more and more companies pull back guidance and say, we just don't have any visibility. We just don't know. What a pleasant surprise Wednesday afternoon when Texas Instruments announced earnings that were better than expected and also guiding the street higher for the second quarter. That's unique. Of course, the stock was rewarded handily when it resumed trading. It was up sharply after all that. This probably means that they've been leaving the CFO alone for the time being. Rafael Lazzardi, CFO of Texas Instruments, joins us now. Good to have you with us.
Hi, David. Good to be here.
Thank you. So this goes back to the enigma of your business, which is, you know, who uses your product? When do they buy them? First of all, let's look back. How did you beat this quarter?
Well, we had what we are seeing as a broad recovery and from a cyclical down. Remember, we've been over the last few years, we've been in a down market. So now we're seeing broad signs of recovery with industrial now joining personal electronics, communications, and enterprise. Now, it is a dynamic environment. Things are still changing. And as you pointed out, tariffs are adding uncertainty to the picture. But we'll continue to make our investments with a steady hand and do what's right for the long-term health of the business.
Your chips are purchased in advance. Is this sort of an indication of people, you know, going where the puck is going and thinking that demand will return? Because it takes a while to incorporate your chips into finished products.
It does. There's a long supply chain. You know, our sense is that right now, inventories in the supply chain are relatively low, customers' inventories, that is. And we're well positioned with having inventory and having capacity so we can support our customers with their with this cyclical recovery that we believe is underway.
Boy, that's encouraging to hear because all we're hearing about is just, you know, the negative impacts of tariffs. But walk us through one of your chips. I mean, hypothetically, it's made here. Maybe you make it in Richardson. But then it's shipped off and it's sold abroad, which I guess theoretically would be tariffed. And then it goes into a product which turns around and gets sold back. Perhaps the United States, perhaps to Germany, wherever. But it might well be subject to a tariff. Is that right?
Well, it depends. We have our 300-millimeter latest technology factories are being built here in the United States, and we're building more here in Texas and in Utah. But we also have four fabs outside of the United States, in Germany, Japan, for example. We also have external foundries, partners that we work with. So some of our products are built overseas. Therefore, they're treated differently in this tariff environment. But wherever they're built in a fab, and then they go to an assembly test operation, potentially Malaysia, Philippines. And there, the wafers are sawed, are cut, and they're assembled into a finished product, and then that finished product ships wherever our customers' lines are. And that could be Vietnam, that could be Malaysia, it could be Philippines, and then they assemble them into their finished product, and then they're shipped to wherever end demand is. That very well may be in the United States.
So your products are sort of portable, too, from industry to industry. I mean, they sit in supply chains. They don't really go stale, do they?
No, they don't go stale. They last years on our shelves, on the customer shelves, on boards. And as you said, they're what we call general purpose products. So the same product could be used in a personal electronics, in a phone, in a tablet, or it could be used in a refrigerator, in an appliance of that sort. Products that go into cars tend to have a different standard of quality. For obvious reasons, so those tend to be different. But outside of that, they're very portable.
So if things turn around, if overnight this tariff situation went away or there was settled amicably by everybody, and all of a sudden the demand heats back up, Can you supply that? How quickly can you move? Just in time?
We can absolutely supply that. We currently have about 240 days of inventory, so $4.7 billion worth of inventory. And we have plenty of capacity available with existing factories and the factories that we're building in Sherman and Utah. The one in Sherman, I was just there last week. It's going to qualify later this year, and it's going to add another tranche of capacity to our footprint. And the one in Richardson, which qualified a couple of years ago, continues. We continue to put equipment there, so that's putting us in a great position to support any potential upside in demand.
So these new facilities, will they be powered up right away? I can remember in the past you all building some capacity and kind of waiting for the marketplace to catch up and then bringing them online.
No, we are equipping them right away. In Sherman, it's what we call a pilot line. So it's not, you know, you don't put all the equipment. In fact, it's not feasible to put, even if we wanted to. You can only put so many pieces of equipment at a time. But we are equipping them with that pilot line and then subsequent pieces of equipment right away.
You all have always had a pretty good dialogue with your customers, and you have a lot of them. Are you hearing any of them talking about relocating or onshoring, bringing business, you know, facilities into the United States?
Unclear on that, but frankly, they wouldn't tell us because it's pretty seamless for us. They just, you know, one day tell us to ship their parts to Vietnam, and the very next day they could say, hey, from here on, ship them to the Philippines or ship them to Tennessee or whatever. So it's pretty seamless for us to, pretty easy to change the shipping location if they change their manufacturing location.
And I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, you're shipping. It's not as though you have these enormous shipping containers or something. They have to be, you know, shipped over the ocean. They're fairly portable.
Yeah, they're small. Our shipments are generally in relatively small boxes because the products are small, and they're shipped by air for the most part.
Yeah, well, anyway, look, congratulations on the reaction. Your stock has held up. I mean, it was like everybody else, down year to date, but I can see it rapidly making that up. Rafael Lazardi's Chief Financial Officer for Texas Instruments. Thank you for the time. We always enjoy it.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.